Teamy Week Podcast. This is our third team that we're visiting this season, the Marion Wildcats. We're with Coach Kerry Martin. For a guy a year and a half ago, we were talking about, you know, is this maybe your last year? I imagine the offseason was both figuratively and literally the longest offseason you've ever experienced.
Yes, in both ways. It was a long offseason. It was tough on our kids. It was, just the roller coaster ride that it was. I mean, we thought we were going to play, then we weren't going to play, then, you know, just back and forth, and the emotional roller coaster, the psychological roller coaster was difficult for the kids. And, you know, but I think about, I told the kids this, I said, you think about people whose businesses have been closed, and there's people facing far more than the roller coaster of a football season. But having said that, it was a long off season, and I'm just glad we finally got a chance to play and get together and do what we do.
You have to consider yourself blessed to have a quarterback like Hunter Simmons come in and able to do what he's done for you so far this season.
Well, absolutely. You know, we're just we're thrilled that he's here, and it isn't just the player that he is, it's the young man that he is, and he certainly had an impact on the field, but I think he's had an impact off the field as well, and he's been a pleasure for me to work with as a quarterback coach, and so we feel like we've been blessed to have him here, and I think he's been a real good influence in a lot of ways.
I know a lot of coaches don't care about polls or rankings or what have you, but I'm sure you've noticed the coaches poll that we've started doing this year, and every week you've been number one, and just announced today, second time you've been voted unanimously number one in the region. That's by your own cohorts in the region. That just is a bunch of respect for you guys.
Well, we appreciate that, and we never take it for granted, because we know that that has to be earned every single year. It's not because of what we did in the past. This is a new season, and you know, I listen, if your peers can think highly of you, then to me that's the ultimate thing, because, you know, one thing if fans do, they kind of, you know, they can fluctuate with wins and losses, but your peers are people that are pretty steady in their assessment of what you're doing, and if they can respect what you're doing, then that means a whole lot to me.
I just mentioned to the team, you know, you guys have steamrolled everybody, and I've been like, why haven't we picked Marion sooner, honestly, even though it's week three. Do you think about the what-ifs with how well your team has done, the what if there was a postseason, what if we had a full season?
You know, I've tried really hard not to do that, because I feel so blessed to have these six games, and there's a lot of talk, just what you were saying, what if this team was what, you know what, and we've still got two tough games to go, so we're still hoping we're getting better as the season progresses, but I've not played that game because I just feel like at some point, and right before they decided we're going to play, it was pretty dark whether there was going to be a season or not, and I am just so grateful for every day we get to practice and every game we get. I'm not going to be greedy and wish for more. This is what we get, we're going to make the most of it.
Very quickly, let's focus on those two games. This week you've got Centralia. How tough are they going to be?
Well, I'll tell you what, they have been, they have put up a lot of points against a lot of people. They have a great running back in Mason Blakemore. They're very aggressive on defense. They've got, I think, a class of 20 seniors. So we're real impressed with them on film. So we know that year in and year out, we've got a tough game against Centralia. So I expect a really tough game on Friday. Then we finish with Carbondale, who we beat week one. But I know there's probably a revenge factor on their minds, and it would be on mine too. So, you know, we know that's a rival game, and forget the first game score. It's going to come down to a brand new ball game and to finish the season. So, you know, I guess in some ways these are kind of like playoff games to a school that doesn't, like any school, that doesn't have any playoff games to look forward to. We're going to try to use these last two as maybe that mentality.
And Centralia, they just took that big loss last week to Cahokia. You know they're going to come in angry and motivated to give you that first loss.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we know we got a target, and we're going to get the best that people can bring, and that's an expectation. We always feel like no matter who you're going to play, expect the absolute best that team can give you. And so we expect the best Centralia and the best Carbondale teams to finish the year against us. So we got to be ready. We got to keep earning it.
Thanks a lot, Coach, and best of luck the rest of the year.
Thank you. Appreciate it.